Locker room chats continue tonight on at KNCA as the basketball season is upon us. Brandon Tamman joined now by Riverside Girls coach, that is Craig Burns. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Cyclones already a game under their belts. They got it going Tuesday night at Oskaloosa in league play. Coach, what a game. I know your team came out on the short end of it. It was a 40-38 final. You know, before we kind of dive into some of the players returning and the expectations, you know, going into this season, just take us back to Tuesday night and what you took away from that game against Oskaloosa.
Took quite a bit. There's a couple of things that we need to address defensively, but saying that, we are picking up where we left off last year when we played St. Mary's the last game at Substate. We really started handling and being in the right position for our defensive responsibilities and things like that. So I'm real happy with our defensive stand that we took last night.
Yeah, you got
it. There's just a little tweaking we need to do on that, you know, closeouts we need to be better than that, and some of that conditioning. So just a little bit of work, but I was real pleased with our defensive effort.
Yeah, I'm going to be excited to see kind of how the Northeast Kansas League is going to shake out on multiple fronts, and you guys are certainly going to be in the mix with, you know, the key returning pieces from last year. And I think in the backcourt, it starts with Nyla Duncan, your senior guard. You know, she's an all-state caliber player. You know, maybe not specifically in the game on a Tuesday night, but just kind of the expectations for Nyla and what you expect from her in her senior year.
I expect her to continue growth and the scoring category really for her. And that really needs to help us because we had a tough time scoring last year. So looking for her to score more. Going to try to do some things on our offensive side to help her achieve that goal. But, you know, she's been playing point guard for so long. She's used to facilitating all the time. So, but I'm trying to get her turned on to shooting the ball, being more aggressive on the offensive side. So that should help us out on getting more points on the scoreboard.
A lot of experience in the backcourt, a lot of good wing play. Tori Ortega, you got Kennedy Griffin, who's back, sophomore year, played a lot as a freshman. Trinity Jackson, Ebony Alvarez, you know, has been playing for 4 years. Macy Mears. So, again, these are girls that have played a lot. And, you know, down low, you got Ella Whistler, who's a 3-year starter. You know, what's kind of the expectations for Ella, you know, kind of controlling the paint and down there in the post?
Yeah, for Ella, I really don't worry about her on the defensive side. Only thing I really worried about her on defense is committing fouls that we don't need. And from last night, looked like she's already addressed that. You know, there were some couple of things that my philosophy as coaching, you know, she kind of, you know, at the end of last year, she kind of misunderstood. We was talking, and she kind of brought something up, talking about no layups. You know, that's one of my philosophies. We don't give up no layups. So sometimes when people was going to the basket, you know, she would go there and foul them. She's like, okay, I'm stopping the layup.
No layup, like, coach.
Know? Yeah, no layup. So we had to correct that a little bit and tell her that, no, we need you to stay in the game. So, you know, just wall up. And that's something that happened. The root cause of that was something before you getting over there and covering up. So
right,
we have to address that first. So from last night, looked like she's doing a lot better because we need to have her on the floor for defensive purposes. And then plus, you know, once she gets lined out, she'll be able to hit that outside shot and give us some scoring down low too. Just looking for her to go up stronger inside so we can get more fouls called for her, you know, on the inside.
Yeah, no doubt. And if she's able to step outside and hit a J from 15 to 20 feet, that's certainly going to make her a matchup problem for the opposition. You know, you turn around quick. You guys are going to play kind of a rare Saturday early season game. You know, it's going to be in league play against Atchison County. So that's coming up next on Saturday. You know, Tigers, they took one on the chin, you know, earlier this week against Jackson Heights. But what do you want to see out of your team making those strides from game one to game two, taking away from the Oskaloosa game Tuesday night and just trying to put something together for Saturday when you go to Atchison County?
I think when I go to practice, the first thing that I'm going to ask in our meeting, do we have both eyes open when we're shooting free throws? I just want to ask them that. Because so, we was like 2 of 12 in the fourth quarter to the free throws.
So, they are free.
Yeah, they are free. So so we need to, you know, correct that. So we'll be spending a lot of time on the line trying to get our free throw percentage up as a team and individually. And just work on some more our defensive responsibility. I mean, like I said, they played great defense, but we just need to be quicker on reacting to the ball, especially when we have skip passes and things like that. We need to arrive on the ball. When the ball hits their hands, we should be there. And I've seen that in some videos already that I've looked at, that we're not arriving on time. So we need to correct that. And I think once we do that, that will shore up some of the three-point shots and outside shots that opponents will make.
There it is. Craig Burns, Riverside girls basketball coach, 40-38 loss to kick off the season Tuesday night, but they're right back to it Saturday. Game two on the road at Atchison County. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time, and we'll do it again next week.
Hey, man, it's great talking to you. I appreciate what you guys do for Northeast Kansas sports, and may God bless.